I'm 57. He's 36 years old. And in the athletic world, we're getting old.
Right.
He wins the first Cy Young Award. He was 21-11, 18 complete games, league leading, and he won 9 times in 29 days. The Braves won their first pennant in Milwaukee, and he was the best pitcher in baseball. Aaron, in that year, had a .322 average, 44 homers, and 132 runs batted in. There was magic there, wasn't it?
Yes,
that all
it
came
was.
Together.
I was watching something special.
And that series, they were playing the Yankees.
Right.
Were you there for that?
Yes.
The Yankees were the favorites.
Yes.
Tell us some memories of that.
I just remember the excitement of the World Series. My mother and dad wanted me to see some of New York, so they had friends take me to the Empire State Building and other things during one of the ball games, one that dad didn't pitch, of course. Then the excitement coming home to Milwaukee with the championship, there was a ticker tape parade, which I had never experienced before. I mean, they were just tremendous times.
Were you in the parade?
Yes.
More than likely, they rode in convertibles.
Yes.
So you rode in a convertible with
yes.
your dad. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh? All those kids who were, who's that little kid?
Yeah. I mean, how many kids get that experience?
Your dad lost the opener 3-1, but he went the distance to win game 4, 7-5. And if he didn't like pitch counts, they still counted him because he had 126 pitches.
Yeah.
And they would have today taken somebody out, I suppose, as they neared 100. Game 7, that's when he was ill with the flu.
Right.
So Lou Burdett pitches, and Burdett beat the Yankees 5-0 for the Braves' first World Series title since 1914.
Yeah, tremendous.
Yeah.
In fact, I wear the 1957 World Series ring.
Is that right?
At my dad's request.
Let's let me hold it here a minute. That is amazing. Wow. What an honor for you to be wearing that. And an honor for me to even see it and hold it here myself. That is really something. Thank you for sharing that.
You bet.
Then talking about his age as he's getting older, in 1962, he was 42 years old. Now he's really in baseball world getting long in the tooth, and he was 18 wins and 14 losses.
Yes.
Did he do things in the offseason to build his strength and maintain being in shape?
He didn't throw very much in the offseason. He felt like he needed to rest his arm. He did believe in going to a chiropractor and getting loosened up after the baseball season. You know, pitchers have sore arms, sore elbows, so he let all that rest and got limbered up that way. And he couldn't wait for spring training. And spring training was tough. I remember Dad coming home from the ballpark when he was in his 40s. He would lay down on the couch, and Mother couldn't get him up to eat dinner. I mean, he was just exhausted. But he worked hard. And that was back in the days when pitchers ran. They went out in the outfield and ran after the day that they pitched. They felt like that created arm strength. To this day, I think it did. Stamina.
Right. Now these ball players today, they're training the year round. Can you imagine what he would have done even if it was today? He would have been even in better shape.
I'll tell you, Dad's delivery, Dad's arm were just magical. I really think that God built him. He could throw effortlessly. I can remember being 15, 16 years old and out in the outfield with my father. I could throw as hard as he could, but I couldn't do it for very long, and it took me 15, 20 minutes to warm up. It took Dad about 3 pitches, and he was warmed up. He could do anything with the ball he wanted to. I mean, it was just unbelievable motion.